Well, Rick Parfitt Jr., a huge welcome to the British Touring Car Championship.
Thank you very much.
So much chat going on about you and joining the championship and the expectations as well. You've got a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
I guess it's you're looking forward to it, I sense.
I'm both looking forward to it, but the stark reality of the hurdle I have in front of me is not lost. You know, I've got an absolute mountain to climb. I've had 2 days in the car, and whilst, you know, after the whole furore of being part of this, which is great, you know, the fact is I've got to unlearn everything I've ever learned in GTs, and that has really become right to the fore, because having driven now the car for 2 days, it's very alien to me, you know, everything. You know, I've come from big downforce, lots of power, big tires, lots of grip, you know, rear wheel drive, obviously traction control, ABS, you know, different engine mapping, just everything, and also endurance racing. So it is literally everything I don't know. And what's interesting is, for the first time in all the years I've been racing, I genuinely feel like I'm starting again. I'm an absolute rookie, you know. And I just don't want to disappoint anyone. And it's interesting how much the fans place faith in me at the moment, and I just feel the pressure that I need to do well. So we'll see what happens.
You've got a decent set of wheels underneath you as well. That's had a little bit of development time, and some good drivers in those seats. As the team are hopefully supporting you massively in bedding you into the car.
Yeah, like I said though, I've only had 2 days with them at the moment, but everything seems good. I really get on with my engineer Dan, and it's nice to have, obviously, Tingram. I've been talking to you for a long time, and obviously, as you heard as well, Creasy as well has been a great support. You know, from the first moment I announced my intention, I think he was one of the first people on the phones to me. He's going, "Oh mate, you got to get in, you got to get do it." Sorry, that's a really bad Creasy impression, but there you go. And so it's been really nice, and obviously I'm very lucky that I've got a lot of friends on the grids. You know, so I've been in motorsport for a long time. Everyone didn't know I used to sell ads on Autosport magazine, so I know a lot of these people where I used to watch, you know, Matt Neal win the Independence and got that Alan to give him that check for 250, and we were all like cheering in the office because it was something that could never. So I've been a massive fan of this series, so to have come from that and to be actually lining up on the grid is just crazy. But on top of everything else, I mean, I don't know what people know, but you know, I suffer from Crohn's, and it's been a massive Crohn's disease. It's been a massive problem for me over the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years, and been getting progressively worse. And last January, I was in hospital, you know, and I had a 6.5 hour operation where they removed most of my gut. I was in a very bad way, basically. And so it really has given my life back. And so but I didn't know whether I'd even be able to get back on a stage, let alone in a race car, because I was possibly going to have a bag and a colostomy and all this sort of stuff as well. And so, you know, it just feels a bit of a dream that I've come from that in 1 year, and then with all the weirdness around with coronavirus and everything else, and here I am lining up on the BTC. I mean, that's a hell of a journey in a year, isn't it?
You're pinching yourself at the moment.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. But and on top of this, the fans have just been so lovely. I've been so warmly welcomed, and I get a bit emotional about it, because it's a dream. It's a dream. I can't believe I'm here, and I just don't want to let anyone down.
I'm sure that you won't let anybody down at all. The circuits that the British Touring Car Championship uses, am I right in thinking you don't have a lot of experience of Thruxton?
No, or Knockhill, or even Silverstone National. I've only ever driven the GP, or Brands Hatch Indy. I mean, fair enough, I know the rest of the circuit, so there's only one corner on those two. But yeah, I've been on the sim a lot around Thruxton, and it looks scary as hell. And everyone keeps telling me, "Oh mate, you know, I'm doing a Creasy again," basically, because he was the first person who said, "Oh mate, your first thing you got to do is go out and scare yourself around the back," you know. And so and as yet, I've only had 2 days in the car, so I'm still learning how to lean on the rears, because of course front wheel drive and the rear moves around a lot more than I'm used to, and so and how to react, of course, you know, it's completely different with front wheel to rear wheel drive. So I've got a lot to learn, and so Thruxton is going to be an absolute baptism of fire. To be honest, I'm probably going to treat that weekend as an extended test session. You know, I've got to go with my eyes open. It'd be foolish of me to think, right, I'm coming in and I'm going to stick it on pole, and it's not going to happen, you know. And I've got to temper proper expectations. So I've always been a sort of a driver who likes to drive with the head as opposed to the red mist, you know, and so, and I've always tried to be a little bit more calculating. And so whereby in BTCC, I might not have as long a time to build up to a move. I've got to react a lot quicker than I would normally done in GTs. I would have sussed out the driver and their weaknesses and then made a built up towards a move. Obviously, we don't have time for that in this. So I'm going to have to just get my head around how the racing starts. I've never done a sprint start, you know, since 2000 and blimey, 11. No, yeah. And so there's a lot to learn. So that's going to be a massive learning weekend for me. And, you know, if I qualify at the back, then there's only one way, and that's forward, isn't it? You know,
what a very positive attitude that is.
Yeah.
I guess with the success that you've had and where you've previously been comfortable.
Yeah.
In a car. You mentioned GTs, of course. Why British Touring Car Championship? Why now?
Because I've kind of done everything I could in GTs, really. You know, given my time constraints, obviously with the band, usually I'm away gigging a lot. So racing had to fit in around that, and I was just never at home. And so so couple that with the illness, it was pretty tough. And but yeah, I've won GT4 championship outright and the Pro-Am title. I've won GT3 outright and the Pro-Am title. I've won the Sunoco Challenge. I've raced at Daytona. You know, I've done pretty much everything I could in GTs before without going into Europe, which I just didn't have the time for. I was very lucky because I'm still graded a bronze, you know, because I'm old, you know, and I'm a rock singer. Let's be honest, I'm not a race driver. I would always say a mildly average race driver. I was offered, you know, very cheap drives to go and race in Europe. I was never able to take that up because of time constraints. So for me, with the world as it is at the moment, where I'm not gigging, you know, because music is obviously still a very much a closed shop, this was the only opportunity so far that I've ever had to be able to commit the time and effort that is needed. And also my health, I'm well enough to do this year, because I think this is a next level up on PR and the whole furore around it. I'm already feeling that, you know, and what everyone tells me, how busy the days are as well. It's really knackering. And another Crohn's thing is I suffer from chronic fatigue, which so I've got to really try and temper. There's so much I've got to try and get right to be competitive in BTCC. And so this is a learning year, you yeah. know, I'm here to learn, and it's to, you know, tick a box tick. It's a dream. Yeah. But I'm not here to make up the numbers. You know, I'm not going to be happy being last, let me tell you, but we'll do our best to put on a good show. And I am from showbiz, so putting on a show is what I do. So that part, we shouldn't have an issue.
The mix of rock and roll and fast cars is a heady mix in itself. And you mentioned the fatigue side of it.
Yeah.
Just, I guess, people must ask you questions all the time about family and obviously about your dad and your own musical side of things. Are you happier being known for what you do as a driver, for what you do on stage in your own right as a musician, and how much of the sort of, with respect to sort of, I know where I'm going, like the sort of reflected glory, the legacy of family. How do you sort of reconcile all of that?
It can be quite difficult because whether it's music or motorsport, if you do well, people like to pull you down, and so if you do well, it's because, oh, your dad's paying or something like that, which is far from the truth. He never put anything into this, and the same with music. He was immensely unsupportive when it came to music as well. So, you know, both sides of what I do have definitely come through hard work, and everyone who's in motorsport and who knows me knows that no one works harder to try and find sponsorship. And my wife and I, you know, Rachel is kind of the brains that keeps me and keeps my feet on the ground, because I come up with typical creative. I come up with all the absolute crazy ideas, and then she'll temper it and make sure something happens. So, you know, we work very hard. So with regards to the whole dad thing, yeah, it's easy to criticize. And if you don't do well, it's because you're rubbish. So you either do, if you do well, it's because of him. If you don't do well, it's because you're rubbish. So it's nice to have now in motorsport have created a bit of a legacy from a GT world where you can't argue with what I've won. You know, there's one championship maybe, but not two, and also something else, and also the Sunoco, and also the RSC trophy, and two BRDC awards and stuff. So I'm very lucky that people give me a respect for that, which is great. But all of that obviously means nothing in BTCC. So I'm coming in completely as a rookie, and I'm sure I will get the the nudge up the backside from someone going, "Welcome to the BTCC, Rick." Boosh, you know. So I'm fully aware that I'm going to get beaten up.
Well, if social media is anything to go by, the fans out there are just going to be willing you around every single yard single circuit. I mean, there is a huge warmth out there for you. I'm sure you've seen it as well, because a lot of them say you have so much time for the fans. And you know, that's obviously important to you.
Well, I come from an industry, you know, I've grown up in an industry where the fans are everything. You know, my dad always used to say, you know, you should be worried when they stop asking you, you know, to come and say hi. And he said, always make time for people, because they're the people who've put you there, you know. And whilst that isn't quite as true within motorsport, the fact is, you know, we want to have fun and doing this. And part of it is, you know, I'm a showman. I like putting on, making people happy. And if someone values having a chat with me, then that's a massively flattering thing. And for me, you know, I'll always make time to chat to everyone, except in one occasion, and I've put this out there. Obviously, being a Crohn's sufferer, if I'm heading towards the loo, okay, I have no gut left, people, like literally none. So there, I have zero time to react. So if I'm a little bit rude because I'm going to the loo, it's because I cannot stop. And I'd also like to put it out there, if there's a queue for the loo anywhere at the circuit, please let me go first, because I have no negotiation time with what's left of my guts. Thank you.
I think that's a fair marker laid down. Everybody take note. Rick, a genuine pleasure to see you
Thanks, Steve.
The championship, and to catch up with you here at Media Day. It's all going to kick off very, very soon. And I know, along with thousands of fans, I'd like to wish you the very best of luck for the season.
Thank you very much.
Now, just before you do go, you possibly know there is a Drivers' Fantasy League, which some of the fan sites put up. You have £10 million to spend on six drivers. So all of the drivers in the championship have a value attached to them.
Okay.
Colin Turkington, as you know, is at the top of that list. There's £3.4 million. Can you find yourself on that list?
I'm not even near the bottom. This is ridiculous. I'm valued at £1,200,000. Can I cash out now? Seriously, because I think this is about the highest I think I'm ever going to be graded. Because as soon as we start and get to Thruxton, I qualify last. My value's going to go right down. So,
pleased with
crazy.
That, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very, very flattering, but immensely not real. You know? So, and definitely not reflective of my talent in a BTCC car as yet. You know, but this is the funny thing, you know. I've got a lot of experience from a GT world, but not in this world. Everything is different. I've got to start from scratch. I am literally coming in, I think, by looking at, you know, at everyone on the grid, I'm the least experienced in this environment. You know, I'm the least experienced at the circuits as well. Like, you know, Jade, for instance, obviously has done Clio Cup for many years, so she's done front wheel drive, but also, you know, she's raced the short circuits and stuff like that. And so I haven't done any of that. So it is, I have a mountain to climb, but you know, it's all rock and roll, and you know, you've got to get on stage and give it your best shot, and that's exactly what I'll do.